Hello and welcome to the Monday, February 24th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Friday, Apple released updates for iOS 7 and 6. And usually we don't talk a lot about these iOS updates. Apple is somewhat opaque as to what they exactly fix in many cases. But in this case, there is a pretty interesting bug that was fixed in SSL. To explain this, let's first talk a little bit about SSL. The way SSL works is if I connect to an SSL web server, I will retrieve a certificate from that web server. That certificate is public. Anybody can grab it and can copy it and send me that certificate. What makes the certificate special is that the server also owns a private key that comes with this certificate. So very simplistically, what's happening next is that I'm going to use a random challenge. I'm going to encrypt it using the public key from a certificate. I'm going to send this off to the web server. The web server will now decrypt it using the private key. And by sending the challenge back to me, the server now proves that it has the correct private key. Problem in iOS is that the second step is never properly validated. So essentially, as a malicious server, what I can do is I send you a valid certificate, let's say for google.com. Now you're going to send me the challenge. I'm going to encrypt it using my bad private key. You're going to receive that encrypted challenge, but the client now never validates whether or not I encrypted it correctly. And that's the problem. The other kind of interesting part is what this exactly looked like in the code. Essentially, what happens here, there are a number of different tests that are being done, and each of these tests ends with, well, if this test matches, then go to fail. What happened is that in one of these tests, the go to fail line is copied. So now we have if the test passes or fails, then go to fail. And the next line says go to fail. So the code will go to fail, whatever happens next. And that now skips over this last critical test. Looks like a simple sort of copy paste mistake. But of course, a lot of speculations on how a simple bug like this could go undetected in Apple's SSL library. The other interesting part is the same library is used in OS X. And at this point, there is no patch for this bug in OS X. So software that uses Apple's SSL library is susceptible to this flaw in OS X. Open source browsers like Firefox use their own SSL library, so they're not affected, but Safari and Mail and other software is affected. So is the update process that OS X uses to update itself. So now someone, of course, could sneak in a fake update. No word yet on when or if there will be a patch for OS X, but given that all the details are out now, including the exact line in the code that caused the problem, I would hope that Apple will push out this patch rather quickly. If you see it the coming week, then please apply it quickly. The exploit is rather simple, and if you go to our diary page about this, there's a little proof of concept exploit that we are linking to that you can use to check whether or not you're vulnerable. But so much about cryptography. Let's see what else we got in diaries. And there's one more from Friday about SPF. Now, I'm a big fan of SPF, the Center Policy Framework. Essentially, what it does is via DNS, you can publish which mail servers are allowed to send email on behalf of your domain. Interestingly, spammers apparently have figured out that some people are looking for SPF, and as a result, they're now trying to spoof headers that indicate that SPF checks passed. What usually happens is your mail server will check whether or not the mail the email message that it received was sent by a legitimate mail server, and then it will insert a special header. Usually this received SPF header is, for example, what Google inserts, and that's the header being spoofed here. Mail servers should first delete all old received SPF headers if they're using this header. And then, of course, as a user, you have to be careful as to who or which of these received SPF headers your mail client will actually consider valid. But typically, the mail client is not going to check any of the SPF data. That should be done by the receiving mail server. But then let's also talk about some good news for a change. It turns out NTP servers are getting actually cleaned up. According to Cloudflare, who was the subject of one of these attacks, a large number of the NTP servers that they got attacked by, I think they're saying 75%, are no longer active as reflective NTP servers. Also, the OpenNTP project is reporting that they saw a decline of about 150,000 NTP servers over the last week. So now instead of 490,000 open NTP servers, they're only tracking 350,000, which is still a lot, but nice to see that they're making a dent in this population. Well, that's it for today. Thanks again for listening. Just a reminder again, I will be at RSA on Tuesday and Wednesday. The podcast may experience some odd scheduling there due to travel next week. And if you see me at RSA, well, say hi, and I usually carry some stickers with me. So let me know if you want one. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.